It's always interesting being in on the ground floor of any new endeavor. In this case, the Senate Budget Committee, chaired by North Dakota Democrat Kent Conrad, yesterday embarked on a new task force on government performance. And Conrad has picked a very familiar name from his committee to chair this task force, Senator Mark Warner.
Senator Warner, as I said, has the right experience and background for this job. As governor of Virginia, he successfully used performance metrics and other private sector best practices to transform Virginia into a model state in terms of management. Time magazine named him one of America's five best governors. In one notable example, Senator Warner led the development of a centralized procurement system now used by over 500 state and local agencies that has driven lower, more competitive prices and generated more than $218 million in cumulative savings for the state.
For his part, Warner says this task force will be guided by some of the same principles that helped him be a successful governor.
Anyone who's ever worked with me knows that I'm kind of obsessed about performance and trying to make sure that we measure things. I've got this phrase that what gets measured gets done. That was became a hallmark when I had the opportunity to serve as governor of Virginia. Senator Conrad was very gracious in his comments about what we were able to accomplish when I was governor in this area. I'd love to say it was all driven purely by my obsession with measurement, but it was also driven by necessity. I remember becoming elected governor only to discover that I had inherited a $6 billion deficit on a $34 billion base. So the necessity of making changes and thinking differently was truly born of necessity.
Jeffrey Zients, the Chief Performance Officer and Deputy Director at the Office of Management and Budget, reflected on the past and the future of performance management.
Congress and previous administrations laid some of the groundwork for government-wide performance management, including the Clinton administration's GPRA and the Bush administration's PART. The result is that today we have thousands of metrics and plans. I believe the test of a performance management system is whether it's actually used. Despite the extent and breadth of these historic efforts, the current system fails this test. Congress doesn't use it, agencies don't use it, and the public doesn't have meaningful information. There's too much focus on process and not enough focus on outcomes. We don't track progress on goals which cut across agencies. Overall, too much emphasis has been placed on producing performance information to comply with a checklist of requirements. Senator Warner, I repeat over and over, what gets measured gets done. At the same time, to measure everything is to measure nothing. This must change. Federal managers and employees at all levels must use performance goals and measures to set priorities, monitor progress, and diagnose problems. We can build on the promising performance management developments in state and local governments and other countries. The Virginia Performs website shows how government can clearly communicate state performance priorities, track progress against goals, and make these results transparent to the public. Local governments, New York City and Baltimore and others, have effectively used performance management practices to improve outcomes and drive down costs. Other countries, including the United Kingdom, offer instructive lessons. We are committed to taking the best of what works elsewhere, in other governments, in the private sector, and within our own four walls, to create a new performance management system. This system will be a foundation of our efforts to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of the federal government.
In his questioning, Chairman Warner asked Zients how the Obama administration is dealing with the legacy of past efforts to measure government performance, even as they work to define how this White House will do the same.
Looking at those past two administrations' efforts, were there parts of their initiative that you've kept, parts of them that you've decided that was not necessary? How do we not reinvent the wheel with the beginnings of the Obama administration?
Yeah, I mean, we're in the middle of that right now, but I absolutely believe we should not throw the baby out with the bathwater. There's way too much. On PART in particular, Many of the metrics were more internal or more process-oriented and not outcomes-based. The more outcomes-based metrics we will maintain. I think the annual performance accountability reports are out the right vector, but are too lengthy and too burdensome, so we will scale those back. There are some citizen reports that Interior and Education have produced, which are much shorter, 25-page reports. Those are headed in the right direction.
With the Obama White House's yet-to-be-named performance management system still a work in progress, Chairman Warner promised to have Zients back for future meetings of the Task Force on Government Performance. On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.